Stooks in the Morning, you got a dream for us?
Hey, yeah, man. You know the Twinkie Cowboy?
I'm sorry?
The Twinkie Cowboy?
Who's the Twinkie Cowboy?
The man on the box.
Oh, yeah, the little guy on the front of the Twinkie box, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, he was in my dream.
Oh, yeah? What happened there?
Well, you know, in the Ghostbusters movie, there's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm familiar.
Well, yeah, it was like that. I was Egon, and then there's the Twinkie Cowboy is like the Stay Puft Man, and he's like stomping through, except it's Manhattan, except it's not the New York City one, you know? And he's stepping through, and so I'm Egon, and guess what happens?
You start fighting him?
Yeah, except I didn't need I didn't need the other ones. I didn't need the other Ghostbusters. I didn't need the Bill Murray one or the other ones. I didn't need them. And so I'm there, and I'm shooting at him. I've got the little gun that shoots out electricity.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm shooting it up there, and then I get him. And he explodes like the Stay Puft does in the movie. He explodes and it goes all over, and like there's the whipped cream all over the city. And see, like everyone earlier, they were all scared, so they were all hiding inside. Oh no, here comes a 300-foot Twinkie Cowboy. He's gonna get us with his lasso. They're all hiding, but then they come out, and guess what?
What?
Everyone comes outside after I destroy him, and they start playing with the whipped cream, and people are throwing a whipped cream at each other, and then like girls, like all these hot girls are wearing the Twinkie whipped cream bikinis.
Yeah,
yeah, and so like everybody, and it's like this big like Twinkie orgy deal going on there.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good dream there, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Pretty jealous.
Yeah, definitely.